This morning's scripture reading comes from Daniel chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. That's Daniel chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and its width 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. And King Nebuchadnezzar sent word to gather together the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. So the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces gathered together for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, and symphony with all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the gold image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." So at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the horn, flute, harp, and lyre, and symphony with all kinds of music, all the people, nations, and languages fell down and worshiped the gold image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up.
Good morning. It is good to be here this morning and worship with you together. As we look at Daniel chapter 3, we're going to look at the faith and the fiery furnace. And when we look at this, we're going to examine the faith of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When we look at these three men and their faith, I want us to think of three questions that I would like us to consider for ourselves. Do we have a strong faith in God? And what would you do if you have been in this situation? And is our faith in God more than just words? When we look at the faith of these three men, we're going to see their faith declared, their faith tested, and their faith victorious. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were first mentioned in the beginning of Daniel in chapter 1. We see that Judah was taken under captivity by King Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon. And we see that the king instructed Ashaphaz, the master of his eunuchs, to bring some of the children of Israel and some of the king's descendants and some of the nobles in verse 3, chapter 1. And these young men in verse 4 were with no blemish, but good-looking, gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge, and quick to understand, who had the ability to serve in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the language and literature of the Chaldeans. So we see here that they were first taken into captivity, and they were not only taken into captivity, these certain men, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were taken and they were brought before and taken into special captivity where they had to learn the culture and the language of the Chaldeans. And we see here that those names that we mentioned, they even had their names changed. Their names were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And then their names were changed to Belshazzar, which was Daniel, Hananiah, Shadrach, to Mishael, Meshach, and Azariah, Abednego. Their names were changed. So we see these men first, right off the bat, they were set. They had adversity in their life. They were young men. They were taken captive, and they were then had their names changed, their bodies mutilated, and they were had to learn a language that was unfamiliar with them. These men went through a lot already, but they, as we'll see, they had a faith in God that was that would stand the test than anything that was put in their way. We see that first with Daniel. Daniel in the same chapter 1, he said he doesn't want to eat the king's food. He doesn't want to defile his body. In chapter 2, Daniel was one who could interpret the king's dream. Not only interpret it, is tell it to the king before Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar had a terrible dream. He was troubled by it. And Nebuchadnezzar was hoping to find someone who could tell him what this means. But he couldn't find anybody, any of his counselors, any of those set in his chambers to help him with the matter. You see, one of the things he did was make sure that he didn't want them to just tell him anything. He wanted them to first tell him the dream and then interpret it. But no one could do that. No man could do that. And we look at what Daniel had done. He went and requested God assistance in the matter. And God, in chapter 2, in verse 18 and 19, in verse 17 in chapter 2, he brought it to his house. And we see Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. He mentions it to them, and they pray to God, and God bless Daniel. And then we see the king in Nebuchadnezzar, and he's introduced to God through Daniel. And we're going to skip down to verse 46, when Daniel reveals all these things to him. We see the king Nebuchadnezzar fell on his face prostrate before Daniel and commanded that they should present an offering of incense to him. And the king answered to Daniel and said, "Truly your God is the God of gods, the Lord of kings, and the revealer of secrets, since you could reveal these secrets." So what I wanted to do is introduce Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and see them, but also introduce King Nebuchadnezzar. King Nebuchadnezzar saw that there is a God. He saw that Daniel's God was the God of gods, the Lord of kings, the revealer of secrets. And when we look at this, and then we go to chapter 3, we see Nebuchadnezzar, something changed in Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar built a golden image 60 cubits high, 6 cubits wide. And he did this, and he said, and he was proud of what he did. And he then commanded, we saw in verse 4, it is commanded, O peoples of nations and language, that the time you hear the sound, and I'm going to just for times, just say the sound of the music, you shall fall down and worship this golden image that he has created and presented to the people. In verse 6, and whoever does not bow down and worship shall be cast immediately into the burning fiery furnace. Now we then go back to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and their faith in God. You see, they had a faith in God, and they are going to not just say it, but they're going to prove it. You see, the music began to play. The music began to play, and it was time to worship that golden image that the king presented to the people and commanded to do. I want us to take a moment and think of being in that situation. Being in that situation where you're going about your day and you hear the sound of this music going off. You know what the law is. You know what has been commanded. What do you do? Do you go with the crowd who all is falling down and worshiping this? Do you go with the crowd and you know, maybe no one will notice that you are, for us today, a Christian? at that time that they were servants of God. They were the children of Israel, and they were to worship God the way He commanded, and not fall down and worship idols, and not put any gods before them. You see, the music began to play, and they had a decision to make. They had a decision to make whether they were going to fall down and worship this idol, or they were going to stand firm in their faith. When we look at what happens, we see that these men stood up and did not fall down and worship this golden image. And the emotion that might have been taking place that they've had, that I would just speculate, is, you know, they start seeing people falling down and worshiping him, this idol. And when they fall down and worship, the temptation is probably just to do the same, knowing the consequence is death by this fiery furnace. I would begin to think that they began looking around and seeing if there's anybody else not doing this. It doesn't say in Scripture, but I can just imagine the emotion that is going through their mind as they make this stand. Obviously, they stood because it was mentioned that it was noticed in verse 12. There were certain Jews who have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the golden image which you have set up. You see, it was well noted that they did not bow down and worship this golden image. Their faith was declared. As them standing up, their faith was declared in God, the true and the living God. Now we look at this, and in verse 13 through 15, it talks about them being brought before King Nebuchadnezzar. And in fact, he says, is it true? Is this true that this happened? That you did not come and bow down to this worship this golden idol. And you see in verse 15, now if you are ready. He said, maybe you weren't ready. Maybe you didn't know about this, or maybe you didn't hear the music. But I'm going to give you another chance. When you hear this music, you must bow down and worship this golden image. He also threatened them again in verse 15. He said, if you do not worship, you shall be cast into the fiery furnace. And at this point, Nebuchadnezzar kind of then mocks God. He goes, what God can deliver you? Who can deliver you out of my hand? You see, it's one thing to declare your faith in God and stand up when you're amidst everybody else in the world. But when you are before the king, before the judge of them at this time, what are they going to do? Their faith is really tested. You know, it's one thing to stand up amidst everybody else. It's another thing to stand up in front of the king. The response of the king, we see that he was angry. He was enraged and fury. And he knew that he was upset. Especially probably because they were in high authority. They were overseers of the affairs of the land. And they're supposed to be probably the examples. But before that music played, we see the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, all three of them said to the king, before the music even played, if it be so, To me, it's saying, if it be so, if the fiery furnace is where I'm going to go because of my faith in God, then so be it. But we want to let you know, O King, we're going to let you know that our God is able to deliver us from your hand, and from the fiery furnace, and deliver us out of your hand, O King. But even if he does not, let it be known to you, O King, that we are not going to serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. You see, their faith is tested, and they make a stand here. They said, I don't care if we go to the fiery furnace. We know the true and living God. We know, and we are not going to worship this golden image. You don't even have to play the music again. We're not going to do it. They made their stand to God, and we see in verse 19 and 20 that the king is very upset. It says, then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face changed towards Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace 7 times more than was usually heated. You see, in his anger, he wanted this to be the worst punishment possible. In fact, you know, the king was so upset, you could just think that he's going to enjoy seeing them suffer for what they have done. And then we see him and knowing that, now remember, he said to Daniel that your God is the God of gods. Your God is the Lord of kings, the revealer of secrets. This is the same guy, and then he mocks God and said, who's able to deliver you out of my hands? What God can do that? So he calls his mighty warriors, one to bind them up and then to throw them into the fiery furnace. In fact, these men died as they were doing so because it was so hot. It was so hot. And then it was such intense heat. And they cast them into the fiery furnace. These men stood up for their faith in God. They did not know whether God was going to save them or not. They didn't know what was going to happen at that point in time. But they had a faith in God. We know what happened in verse 23. It said, and these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Verse 24 says, the king Nebuchadnezzar was astonished. And he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? And they answered and said to the king, true, O king. You could just imagine this, what's going on as the king, he's looking for them to be suffering, and he sees them standing in there. And he also sees them walking around. And then he was so angry he didn't even remember how many people. He thought there was 3. And he had to check, was there 3 men? Because I see 4. And it was one like the Son of God. Now there's speculation, was it truly Jesus there, or was it an angel, it says a little bit later. Well, whether it was like the Son of God, like a son of the gods, or God's angel, whatever it was, there was a 4th person in there, and it was God's divine protection and God's divine intervention for these 3 men. They're walking around the furnace. I could just imagine that what is going on here. And we see in verse 26, Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of where these men were, and I'm sure he's feeling the heat from this fiery furnace. And he spoke, saying, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out. and come here. Now they came out of the midst of the fire. And we see then in verse 27, all the counselors, everybody, the administration of the king, all gathered together. And I think this would be astonishing. And they saw that the fire had no power over these men. Their hair was, on their head was not singed, and their garments were not affected, and they didn't even have the smell of fire on them. You see, Nebuchadnezzar obviously saw that this was God's intervention here. God's intervention to this matter. And he realized that it was these men were servants of the Most High God. And we see in verse 28, Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him, and they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God." And we see here then the king once again makes a hasty decision. It says, "Therefore I make decree that all people, nations, and language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be cut into pieces. And their houses shall be an ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver like this." You see, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, their faith was victorious. The king Nebuchadnezzar was humbled again at the power of God, seeing firsthand the miraculous happening. So when we look at this account of these men and their faith, let us consider, how is our faith in God? Is our faith in God strong enough to stand without any fiery trials that we have in our life? Anything that goes on, that we know that we have a belief in Jesus Christ, our Savior, that who, yes, we are sinful and we make mistakes, but we know we have a God and Savior that'll save us from the fiery hell that we may deserve. You see, it's through the blood of Jesus Christ that our sins can be washed away, that we won't have any separation before God. But are we living our life faithful to Him, having that strong faith in God, knowing whatever situations are going on, that we're going to stand firm? Because in our society today, the music is playing. People are worshiping idols. Maybe not one that's 60 cubits high and golden and 6 cubits wide. But people are worshiping other things than the true and living God. Now, where does that leave us? Are we going to just go with the crowd and go along with that? Are we going to make a stand in our faith? Are we going to live faithful to God no matter what we go through? These are questions that we have to answer, not just in our words, but in our actions, in our interactions. Are we going to live faithful to God each and every day of our lives? I bring this message, as Peter mentions, as to stir us up in the way of reminder that we can be true servants of God, being faithful to Him each and every day. How will we face these temptations in our life? And will we have a faith that is victorious? This morning, if you are not in the right relationship with God, maybe your faith is lacking and you've sinned and made some mistakes, and you haven't been faithful to him, get your life right with God this morning. Or maybe you never declared your faith and became a Christian. In order to become a Christian, you must believe that Jesus is the Son of God and confess that. Repent of your sins and be baptized for the remission of your sins. And be faithful. Be faithful all your life. If you're here this morning and we can help you with your relationship with God, please come forward as we stand and as we sing.